We continue our series of shiurim on the subject of puruvu. The Gemara, here Masechta Yevamos, Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph, teaches us, Hayalei banim b'giyusai, if someone began as a goy, as a non-Jew, v'nizgayer, and then he's mizgayer. Rabbi Yochanan Amar kaim piru rivya. Rabbi Yochanan says he has been mekaim the mitzvah piru rivya. Reish Lakish Amar lo kaim piru rivya. And as the Aruch HaNer helps us understand this machlokes, the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish evolves around a concept that we've actually discussed previously, the concept of Gerish and Nizgayer Kikotin Shinoi L'dami. With Rabbi Yochanan, how do we understand that concept? Do we say that it's the same person who was here before and now is Mizgayer and now converts, is coming back? Or do we say that Gerishin is Gayer, Kikot Shnoi L'dami, means that this is an entirely new individual who was never here previously? And that's the Machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Reish Lakish holds that this person, this Gerishin is Gayer, is a totally new individual who was never here previously. And because he was never here previously, he now has the obligation to have children, to be mekayim the mitzvah puruvu. Rabbi Yochanan, on the other hand, holds that this person was here previously, and now was mizgayer as if he left and came back, and those children that he had previously, therefore with them he can be mekayim mitzvah puruvu. The Rambam, however, says that even though the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yochanan, that hayalei banim b'giyusai v'nizgayim v'nizgayer, the halacha is that kayim piru rivya, but the Rambam says only if those children as well were megayim. Because if those children, and the reasoning explains the Magen Mishnah, is quite simple. He says, what is the purpose of the mitzvah puruvu? The purpose of the mitzvah puruvu is to populate the world with Jews. But if these people who were born to this person are not Jewish and therefore aren't populating the world with Jews, so then we haven't accomplished the mitzvah, and therefore even Rabbi Yochanan, an extension, all of those Rishonim who passed like Rabbi Yochanan, cannot suggest the one was Mekayim mitzvah puruvu. The Beis Shmuel, however, in Evan Ezer, Simon Aleph Sifkotin Yud Beis, suggests that Tosfos doesn't paskin like the Rambam. And even if the children were not Mizgayer, he's Mekayim Mitzvahs Puruvu. He says because at the end of the day, those children are his children. Those children are his children, and since that they're his children, that's why the halacha is that we say Gershon is Geyer, Kekotin Shnoi L'dami. It doesn't make a difference that we say Gershon is Geyer, Kekotin Shnoi L'dami, and he's Mekayim Mitzvahs Puruvu. The Tori Evan asks a question. He says the Gemara in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chof Ches Amar Aleph, asks the following question. Sholcholo Avud Shmuel, Kofa V'ochel Matzah, if somebody was coerced to eat matzah, Yotza, he's Yotza the Mitzvah. Ask the Gemara exactly what is the situation. If the person was incapacitated, mentally incapacitated at that point, so he's a shaita. And a shaita is pater mikol ha-mitzvahs. So what do we see from here? That there is a time that a person is incapacitated for doing a mitzvah, and therefore any mitzvah done at such a time is not considered a mitzvah. So therefore asks the Torah Evin, according to Reb Yochanan, who says that Nol debay ha'yalei banim b'giyusov in his gaya, Kayim Piruv Rivya, asks the Torah Evin, but the Akum at that point is no different than the Shaita who's doing a mitzvah. And just like we don't consider the mitzvah, the Maisa mitzvah of a Shaita, to be considered a Maisa mitzvah, so too we should not consider the Maisa of Piruv Rivya of an Akum to be considered the Maisa of a Maisa of Piruv Rivya. So the Milchus Chinuch answers that the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Aleph Evan as a Sif of Paskins. Hoyloi Bonim Umesu, if somebody had children and they passed away, Lekim HaMitzvah. Says the Milchus Chinuch, from here we see that there are two types of mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah that the mitzvah is the Maisa HaMitzvah. The mitzvah is doing the mitzvah. Eating matzah is the mitzvah. And if somebody, Rachman Otzlan, is a shaita, he can't be considered that he did the Maisa HaMitzvah. However, he says the mitzvah Puruvu is a different type of mitzvah altogether. The mitzvah Puruvu is a mitzvah that one should have children. It doesn't make a difference. The mice is not what counts. It's the result that counts. And at the end of the day, he has children. And that's why, even though when he did the mitzvah, he was an akum, it doesn't take away from his having fulfilled the mitzvah. However, points out the Milchus Chinuch, this answer to the question of the Torah Evin is only understandable if we follow the opinion of the Rambam, where the Rambam says that that not only did he have to be Miskayer, but his children also have to go under through Geiris in order to fulfill the mitzvah. So now we understand. The point of the mitzvah is that we have Jewish children. That's the entire point. And at the end of the day, this individual has Jewish children, and that's why he was Mekayim the mitzvah. But if, on the other hand, we follow the opinion of Tosfos, maybe it's not the having the children that is the factor, it's the Maisa mitzvah, like all other mitzvahs. And therefore, if the Maisa mitzvah is what counts, this person, we come back to the Tori Evans question, did not fulfill the mitzvah. So the simple way of understanding Gemara is the Sfas Emes. Because the Sfas Emes says that the mitzvah Puruvu, as we understand from learning the Pasuk in the Torah, is different than all other mitzvahs. Because the mitzvah Puruvu was given to Adam Arishan. The mitzvah Puruvu was given to Noach. So in other words, the mitzvah Puruvu existed before Klai Yisrael or Klai Yisrael. And since the mitzvah Puruvu existed even at that early point of our history, it doesn't make a difference. That's why we see that Puruvu is not limited only to Jews. Rav Moshe, in the Igros Moshe, Evan Ezer Chelik Bey Simen Yudches, takes a different approach. He says that the mitzvah of Purei Ruvia is a very interesting mitzvah. By all other mitzvahs, I do the mitzvah, and now either I did it or I didn't do it. And if I did it, I fulfilled the mitzvah. Says Rav Moshe, what happens if somebody does a Maisa Biya? Does that mean he's going to have children? So, is that Maisa Biya considered a mitzvah or not? So Rav Moshe says a very big chiddush, and it's a very important point he makes. He says the mitzvah is the Biya. If somebody did Biya and he doesn't have children, if somebody did Biya and he only has boys, if somebody did Biya and he only has girls, and as we learn in our Gemara, and we'll discuss this more soon, we know that the halach is like Beis Hillel, that in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Pura Rivia, one has to have both a boy and a girl. So does that mean that the person didn't do the mitzvah? He did everything he can. So we see from here, says Rav Moshe, that the mitzvah of Purei Ruvia is entirely different. The mitzvah of Purei Ruvia is a mitzvah where we have to try to do what we can. Even though we recognize that just because we're trying to do what we can, we haven't really scratched the surface necessarily. That's why, even though the person Hayle Bonim B'Giyusai V'Niskayer HaRezakai Mitzvah Purei Ruvia, according to Rav Moshe's understanding, we could understand Tosfos' approach. Certainly, if we follow the approach of the Sfasemis, that the Sfasemis says that Purei Ruvia is an entirely different type of mitzvah, because Purei Ruvia is a mitzvah that was originally said to the Bnei Noach. Can we understand that by Purei Ruvia, even though the person is a Ben Noach and his children are Bnei Akum, he's Mekayim the mitzvah? But even according to Rav Moshe, who says that we have to look at the Maisa Mitzvah of Purei Ruvia differently than we look at all other Maisa Mitzvahs, that's why by Purei Ruvia, even though he had the children when he was an Akum, and those very children, as Tosfos says, as Beis Shmuel says, Tosfos says, were never Megayer, it doesn't make a difference. Still, with those children, he can be Mekayim Mitzvahs Purei Ruvia. And I think that this question actually could be related to another very important question. We know that Chazal teaches, Kol Megadol Yosem V'Yisoymer B'Toich Beisoy Kilu Yoldoy. If somebody raises a Yosem V'Yisoymer, it's as if he raised that child. And the question that the Paiskim discuss is, if one adopts a child, has he fulfilled the mitzvah Purei Ruvia? Rav Shlomo Kluger, in the Hagos to Shulchan Aruch, right at the beginning of an Eben Ezer, Simon Aleph, Sif Aleph, says, it seems to say, that he's Mekayim the mitzvah. The question really hinges, how do we understand the wording of the Gemara, Ki'ilu Yoldoi? Do we understand ki'iloi, meaning it's really considered as if he had a child? Or is ki'ilu yodoi just a wording? But of course we can't say that if you didn't physically have that child, he's considered your child. Again, the machloikis really may be the machloikis of the Rambam and Tosfos. The Rambam, who says that the mitzvah is to have Jewish children, to bring Jewish children to the world. So if you didn't physically have those children, they're not considered your children, and you're not Mekayim the mitzvah. According to the Tosfos, it could be, especially the way we understand it now from Rav Moshe, you need to do what you can do. So this person couldn't physically have children, so he adopted children. That person has fulfilled the mitzvah even with adopted children as well. So the Gemara on Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis brings the machloikis of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel with how many children is one mekayim mitzvahs puruvu. So before we begin discussing the machloikis of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, there's a very important point that has to be made. The pasuk says, the Sefer Pninim Yekarim makes this point. He says, the pasuk says, Avram Avinu, Vashem Berech is Avram Bekal. And Rashi says, what's Pshat Vashem Berech is Avram Bekal? That Avram Avinu had a daughter whose name was Bas. And the question is, the Torah wants to report to us, indeed, that Avram Avinu had this daughter, her name was Bas, but why specifically at this point, where the Torah is telling us that Avram Avinu sent Eliezer to find a wife for his son Yitzchak, does the Torah at this point tell us that Avram Avinu had a daughter? So Pninim Yekarim tells us, because the Gemara is teaching us a very important concept. He says the Gemara is teaching us, the Torah is teaching us, that before one marries off his daughter, he marries off his son, he has to marry himself off. And since if Avram Avinu did not have children, then he wouldn't have fulfilled the mitzvah puruvu himself. He wouldn't have had a daughter. He would not have fulfilled the mitzvah puruvu. So that's why the Torah says Avram Avinu had a daughter. Her name was Bas. Avram Avinu took care and fulfilled indeed the mitzvah puruvu. Now that we know that Avram Avinu fulfilled that mitzvah, now we could learn a step further that Avram Avinu now told Eliezer to find a wife, for his son Yitzchak as well.